horse for the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. In the early days of the western United States, the trail towns ran wide open, crowded with cattlemen and cowboys, gamblers and outlaws. Violence and sudden death were everyday occurrences. At times, no one could be found who would accept the office of sheriff, and it was not until the masked rider of the plains started his great fight for justice that law and order were brought to the lawless boom towns. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the West come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. We're heading for Seymour City. There's going to be trouble. Hello, Silver. Hi.
Alice Ames looked neither to the right nor the left. She hardly noticed the cattlemen and cowboys who stepped aside and doffed their hats as she hurried along the narrow board sidewalk toward her uncle's office. At last, she reached the weather-beaten one-story building and...
Alice!
Howdy.
Red, I thought you were leaving town this morning. You told me last night...
Things have changed since then.
No, they haven't.
Maybe you haven't heard.
I've heard everything. I know what's happened, but you can't do anything about it. Bill Anderson is dead.
Yes, ma'am.
You got the cows he gave you, the start of a herd. You're driving them north to Wyoming and start your ranch just like you figured.
I just sold my cows to your uncle.
Then give him back the money.
There's a job for me to do here, Alice. Your uncle's made me a proposition.
I know all about that, too. They make you right proud to wear a sheriff's badge, I suppose.
No, ma'am. Not proud.
Red, a sheriff's badge in Seymour City is just a target. A nice, shiny target that's hard to miss. I won't let you do it. You told me you loved me. You said you were coming back.
What's that?
We're going to be married and you can't stop it.
Stop you? Why should I? I think Red's a fine boy. I want to offer him my congratulations.
You're offering him a chance to die, that's all.
I've been fair, Alice. I've told him what to expect. If it weren't for my health, I wouldn't stay in Seymour City another day. I don't like your being here, but you must understand this. We, that is, the businessmen in town, we didn't even think of asking Red to be our sheriff until he made a decision of his own.
What do you mean?
Tell her, Red.
I'm staying here till I find the man who killed Bill Anderson.
But if you do?
It isn't hard to guess who did it. When Bill walked into the Lucky Dollar Cafe last night, he had all the money I had paid him for his cattle. When he walked out, he had more. I. Roberts doesn't like people to win.
If it was I. Roberts, I'll get the proof. Then I'll see him hanged.
Oh, it couldn't have been High himself. Slim Darrell, perhaps.
Slim Darrell? Quickest man on the draw in Seymour City. Worst gunman in the whole West. What chance would you have with him?
You haven't traveled much, Alice.
What chance would you have?
Whatever it is, I'm taking it.
And Slim's only one of High's men.
I won't be alone. There's a friend of mine camped near town. I aim to get some help from him.
No, Red, you can't. I've got a right to say that.
I wish I could make you understand. Bill Anderson was the best friend I ever had. How many ranches would let that foreman take his pay in cattle? It's against all the rules. But Bill wanted to see me get started on my own. Your uncle just paid me $5,000. I owe every penny of that to Bill.
You earned it, Red.
Oh, that's only part of it. He was more than a boss. He was a friend. If I didn't go after the ornery sidewinder, the dry ghostsim, I'd feel like a yellow coyote. I'd never forgive myself. A man couldn't feel any different and still call himself a man. I wish you could understand that, Alice.
I understand.
You ought to. Your father died the same way.
It won't take long to get this settled, Alice. And then...
I don't want to think about afterwards. Your mind's made up. You're staying, and I'll be seeing you every day. That's all I'm looking forward to now. Good luck, Red.
Alice.
I'm wishing you good luck with all my heart.
Well, Mr. Porter, if you want to pin on that badge, I'll be on my way, too.
Well, of course, Red. This friend you were talking about, who is he?
You don't know him, but I'm going to pay him a call before I do anything else.
Uh-huh. There you are, Sheriff. Go to work.
Well, that's the story, masked man. I don't know anything more.
How do you plan to start?
Go and see High Roberts.
Miss Ames didn't exaggerate, Red. He has a lot of men working for him.
That's right.
What would you say to him?
Well, I'm going to ask him to turn over the man who killed Bill Anderson. I guess I'll be moseying along. You don't aim to change your camp, do you?
No, Red. You'll be able to find one of us here most of the time.
It's a good spot. Plenty of cover in these woods.
Adios.
Adios, masked man. Get up, boy.
Kemosabe.
Yes, Tonto?
We talk low.
Something wrong?
Tonto hear noise not far from camp. Maybe somebody follow Red.
It's possible. Here, Silver.
Here, Scout. We ride away.
We'll make a scene if we are. If there's someone hiding in the woods, we'll let them think we're going after Red. Whoever it is must have come from town. We'll take cover on the trail and wait for him.
Yep. Good idea.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout. You look, Kemosabe. Him break from wood now.
Can you make out who it is?
That breed named Poncho.
He works for Roberts, doesn't he? We'll stop him and see what he's up to. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout. Him see us. Cut way from trail.
We'll catch him. Rein up there.
Get up there.
Rein up or I'll shoot.
No, senor, no. I know what you say.
Well, Poncho, what brings you out here?
There's nothing, senor. I come for a ride, that is all.
You followed Red Carter from town.
Who is Red Carter?
Never mind that. We heard you near our camp. Who sent you?
Oh, do not shoot, masked man. I tell you the truth. This fellow you call Carter, who wore the sheriff badge, I see him right out of town. It is no one who sent me after him. I wonder where he go myself.
Just curiosity?
Si, senor, that is it. Curiosity.
You work for High Roberts, don't you?
I work for him some.
Well, we're glad you paid a visit. You're coming back to our camp and answer a few questions about last night.
No, senor, he will kill me.
Who will kill you?
I cannot say anything.
Don't forget that you're covered, Pancho.
What is it that you want to know?
Were you in the Lucky Dollar when Bill Anderson left last night?
See, but I am one of 100, senor.
Did anyone follow him?
I cannot tell you. It would be worth my life.
Was it High Roberts?
No, not him. And Pancho is not afraid of Roberts. He is not the man with the gun. The other one is.
You wouldn't be talking about Slim Merrill, would you?
No, I did not say it. I did not say anything.
You said there were hundreds of people in the cafe. If Slim Darrell went after Anderson, plenty of others must have seen him. We can find out from them.
Oh, but it was not by the front door he left. No, I do not mean that.
That's all, Pancho. We won't keep you any longer.
I ask for your protection, senor. You have tricked me into saying too much. It will not be safe for me in town. Let me stay with you. Let me work for you.
You aren't in any danger. The fact that Slim left the cafe doesn't prove that he shot Anderson. Now, if you'd seen him do it...
No, senor. I saw nothing.
On your way, then.
You will not tell the sheriff what I have said.
We make no promises. Hurry up.
Si, get up.
Tonto think maybe Pancho see Anderson get shot?
So do I, Tonto. We're both going to town. You follow Pancho, and I'll keep an eye on Red.
You wear a mask?
I'll wear a disguise.
We go back to camp. Tonto fix one plenty quick.
All right, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Johnny, he want to see me.
That's right.
What's on your mind?
The murder of Bill Anderson.
Yeah?
Who did it, High?
I don't know, but even if I did, I wouldn't tell you. That tin badge you wear don't mean a thing to me, Carter.
It will before I'm through.
Now, get me straight. The sheriff's got to be elected. Just because the cattle buyers and the storekeepers hand you a badge, that don't make you sheriff.
Simon Porter's a mayor. He can appoint me to act as sheriff until there's an election. That's what I'm doing. I'm ordering you to turn over the man who killed Bill Anderson in the name of the law.
Would you like a drink?
That's your answer?
It's as good as any other. I mind my own business, and I'd like other people to mind theirs.
Yeah? When you go into the business of Dry Gulch and my friends, I get a big interest in it.
Watch your lip, Red.
Not that you take the chance of getting caught yourself. It's Slim Darrell you hired to do your dirty work, isn't it?
I don't like that.
Oh, are you Darrell?
Find out mighty soon, kid, if you don't watch your talk.
The bad man of Seymour City.
I don't lay any special claim to being tough. But I never met anybody that beat me to the draw. I wouldn't be here if I had. Call me a Dry Gulcher just once more, and you better go for your gun.
Bill Anderson was shot in the back.
I ain't denying that. But it wasn't me. You can't prove it was.
Well, you got the right of it now, Darrell. I can't prove anything.
The sheriff likes to do everything legal.
But when I get proof, we'll have that showdown you're looking forward to.
I never look forward to killing any man. I mean what I say, though, kid.
You better take me up on that drink, Sheriff. This is the last chance you'll have to get one of the lucky dollar.
Meaning?
Nobody that's looking for trouble's welcome here. And giving orders to the boys to keep you out.
I'll be back, Hi. Depend on it.
The worst part of it is that Roberts is right. You got a lot of nerve calling yourself a sheriff. Why don't you start using your brains? You're acting like a stray woolly in a pack of wolves.
Business matters, up, Red.
Huh?
A job like this takes a little time. You can't expect evidence to drop in your lap.
You're...
Yes, Red. My face is disguised. I was in the cafe when you talked to Roberts and Darrell. I'm glad you remembered your badge. Where are you going now?
To Simon Porter's office. Now,
quick, around the corner of this building.
Gone. That was a close one. Somebody tried to pick me off.
I'm not sure. The bullet hit about 6 feet above our heads.
Where'd it come from?
The second story, that empty warehouse across the street. I saw the barrel of the rifle.
Are you coming with me? Or...
Yes, Red. But we aren't crossing the street here. We'll circle around the back of this building and cross down below. Then we'll head for the back door of the warehouse. Come on.
Open. Maybe they got away.
I don't think so. It hasn't taken us long. Stay close to the building.
Yeah.
There aren't any windows here in the back, but they might be waiting just inside the door. Let me go first.
Oh, it's my duty.
Right here. Oh, wait a moment.
What are you going to do?
Cross the doorway fast and see if I draw any fire.
Well, let me, mister.
Like this.
Doggone.
The door isn't covered. Come on.
It's dark in here. All the windows are boarded up.
Not on the second floor. Take it easy, Red. Hear anything?
No. There. That was somebody running up the stairs.
Follow me.
They'll have the stairs covered. They'll be waiting at the top.
There's a turn. We can get as far as the landing. You're the sheriff, Red. Order them to come down.
They won't, but... Come on down and we open fire. Now what?
Keep your word.
But we can't shoot around the corner.
If we keep close to this wall, you can ricochet the bullet off that one.
Yeah. I've seen it done.
But the first shot will be another warning. I'll fire it.
No, Red, don't!
Alice!
Girl.
It's Alice Ames, Simon Porter's niece.
Oh, Red.
Was it you that fired that shot?
Yes, I should have known it wouldn't work, but I wanted to make you realize. This won't be the last time you'll be shot at, and the others, they'll shoot to kill.
Listen.
What?
That's Tuttle's whistle. It came from down the street that way.
That's where Simon's office is.
Three times. It means he's in danger.
Lead the way, mister.
Red, please.
Come on, we've got to hurry.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. now to continue our story. At the sound of Tonto's warning whistle, the Lone Ranger in red, with Alice Ames close behind, hurried out of the warehouse and down the street. When they reached Simon Porter's office, they heard the whistle again.
It came from running back. Well, what's there?
A barn.
Simon keeps a few horses there.
Be sure that you stay behind us, Miss Ames.
I wish you'd wait in the office.
If it's some friend of yours that's hurt, I may be able to help.
What was he doing here?
I don't know.
I'll help you swing the door back.
I've got it.
Kimasabe.
Tonto, what's happened?
Kimasabe.
You've been shot. Miss Ames, can we have some water and some clean cloth for a bandage?
I'll get everything you need in the office. It won't take me a minute.
Where did you get him?
You can see. Just grazed the temple.
At the only place?
Yes. Do you have any idea who it was, Tonto?
No.
What brought you here?
Me follow Pancho, like you say. Him come to back door office.
Simon Porter's office?
Tonto step into barn, so Brig not see him. Then shot. All go black.
Someone was in here.
Hello, Red. Alice told me there was someone. Oh, it's only an Indian.
He's a friend of mine, Simon.
Who's this hombre? I can't see his face very well.
He's another friend. The one I told you about.
Kimasabe.
What's the matter, Tonto?
I'll tell you later.
What's that? What'd he say?
Water.
Yes, sir. I thought he might want a drink. I brought a cup.
Thank you. I'll lift you up, Kimasabe.
So the Indian's name is Tonto.
That's right.
If your other friend was wearing a mask, I might make a pretty good guess about his name.
There's no reason why you shouldn't know, Simon.
Another pan of water, Miss Ellis.
Here.
Are those silver bullets in his cartridge belt?
I reckon.
The Lone Ranger. You sure know how to pick your friends, Red. With him around, I'm getting my nerve back. I wonder if he'd do me a favor.
Never heard him turn anybody down yet.
I gotta go over to Barnesville tonight. Make arrangements to pay off a trail crew and past your herd. I'd be carrying quite a lot of money on me.
Yeah?
You suppose he might ride with me?
He won't want to leave Tonto.
You'll be all right in an hour or two.
And you mean you will?
No.
What's that?
Simon, I feel just the same way you do about his being here. But Red's the one in danger, not you. Mister, you're going to stand by Red, aren't you? Don't leave him alone for a minute. I saw how you dragged him out of the way just before I fired that shot.
Fired a shot?
Never mind. Mister, with you to back him up, he's got a chance to clean up those crooks, but not alone. Please don't leave town.
My business is important.
It can wait.
There's no reason why Red can't ride over to Barnesville with us.
Huh?
Why not?
You're right. Let him go with you. I'll come too.
You'll do nothing of the sort. You'll stay at home where you belong. Nobody's going to hurt a woman. You're safe here, and it's a long, hard ride to Barnesville.
I agree with your uncle, Miss Alice. You'd better stay here. Do you think someone may try to ambush you, Porter?
There's lots of folks know I gotta make this trip.
Hi, Roberts and Slim Darrell.
Them in particular. They know I'll carry money. And with that half-breed Pancho carrying tails to them, they'll know when I leave town. I don't care, though. Not the Lone Ranger and the Sheriff are riding with me.
Tonto ride, too.
The three of you, then. Is it settled?
Can you start as late as 10 o'clock?
That's just about right.
I still think I should...
You're coming with us, Red.
Well, whatever you say, mister.
Can you stand up, Tonto? I'll give you some help. There. Dizzy?
Go away.
There's just one question I want to ask you, Porter, before we head back for camp.
What's that?
Didn't you hear a shot out here in the barn?
You don't pay much attention to shots in Seymour City. I think maybe I did. It was just after I caught that Pancho sneaking in the back door. And let's see, that was most an hour ago.
That's all, Porter. We'll meet you on the edge of town at 10 o'clock.
By nightfall, Tonto had regained his strength, and the Lone Ranger had removed his disguise. Once again, he had become the masked rider of justice as he mounted Silver and raced with Tonto across the plains toward Seymour City. Once town was reached, their first stop was the barn behind Porter's office.
Well, there doesn't seem to be anyone around, but we'll take Silver and Scout in with us.
And Tonto opened the door.
Close it all the way. I remember a lantern hanging on this wall.
You find it?
Yes. This clay is soft. The footprints were clear this afternoon. Let's hope they're still there.
Here where Tonto fall.
The mark is still there. Now, if the others haven't been tramped out...
Here girl's footprints.
And Red's. I made it a point not to walk where they were standing.
Is this what you look for? You're right, Tonto.
But what do you think?
It's same.
And you're sure that you heard his voice?
Tonto here. Far away, after shot. Tonto sure, though.
A cold-blooded killer. He'll stop at nothing.
Not right.
I can't go into the cafe now that I'm wearing a mask. But I'll write a note and you can give it to them.
You trust him?
It isn't a question of trusting him. It's a question of finding out. You don't have to wait for an answer. Their actions will speak for them. Before the night's over, we'll know the truth.
Indian coming over here.
Bandage on his head.
You know him?
Never saw him before in my life.
This for you.
Something wrapped up in paper.
Well, what do you know? A silver bullet. And this is a note.
What's it say?
It's addressed to both of us. Read it with me.
Robertson Darrell, yeah.
Slim, look at what it says.
I can read. Get your thumb out of the way. Who signed it?
Slim.
The Lone Ranger.
What are we going to do?
I don't know what you're going to do, but there's only one answer for me.
I'm with you. We got no choice.
Alice, you're trembling like a leaf.
Fred, I'm feeling about this trip. Don't go with Simon. I'm afraid of him. I always have been. I never said anything to anybody, but he's evil. He's bad.
What are you talking about?
You've got to believe me.
Honey, you ought to be in bed. I'll stop at Doc Mason's on the way out of town.
There's nothing wrong with me.
You must have a fever, talking that way about Simon. Well, he's the puniest little gent in six counties. There's no more harm in him
than... Nobody thinks so, but I'm not crazy. I know.
All right, honey. I'll be watching out for him every minute. Now, you get some sleep. All this excitement's been too much for you.
You won't stay?
A sheriff can't act like an idiot.
Well, you saying your last goodbyes?
Well, I guess we can stand it till tomorrow night. All set to travel?
All set. Don't leave the house until I get back, Alice, no matter what happens.
Goodbye, Red.
Goodbye, honey. Get up there.
Sure gives me a safe feeling traveling with you, masked man.
I'm glad.
Lots of moonlight. Just a nice night for a ride. We'll be in Barnesville by morning without pushing the horses at all.
Unless something happens.
I ain't got a worry in the world.
You've been rather quiet, Red.
Just thinking, masked man. Thinking how to catch those crooks. What time will we be back tomorrow?
Well, by sundown. I wonder if I can read my watch by this light.
Tonto.
What'd you say?
Tonto can tell the time by the stars.
So that's what he's studying. Well, Angel, let's have it. Let's see if my watch checks with him.
It's midnight.
Yeah, it's pretty close. It's 2 minutes out. See those big rocks up ahead?
Yes.
They call them the Witch's Garden. We ought to get there in 2 minutes. We'll be passing the Witch's Garden at the stroke of midnight.
Maybe could we watch out then?
Shucks, you don't believe in spooks, do you, Tonto?
Well, I don't, but I wish you hadn't mentioned the time.
Nothing to be afraid of with the Lone Ranger along.
That garden's a fine spot for an ambush.
I let it get known around town who was traveling with me. Nobody will try that.
Trail getting out of here.
Yeah, it's almost like a canyon. I'll draw back a little.
You go first, Red. I'll follow you, Tonto.
Get up there.
There she is. The Witch's Gun.
It's an ambush. Masked man, what have you done?
My hand.
You weren't hurt.
You shot him.
Keep an eye on the rocks, Tonto.
It's all right. And not shoot this way.
You shot Simon.
I only knocked the gun out of his hand.
The gun?
Yes, Red. He wanted me to ride ahead of him because he planned to shoot me in the back.
And Alice was right about him.
If you have a pair of handcuffs, I'd advise you to use them.
I sure will.
You made a mistake when you tried to kill Tonto this afternoon, Simon. Why did you do it?
I knew who he was. I should have finished the job, that's all. But you haven't got out of this yet.
Masked man, there's a gang riding this way. Go for your guns.
Hold your fire. That's High Roberts and Slim Darrell in the lead, Simon.
Huh?
You wanted them to be blamed for the murder of Bill Anderson, didn't you?
They did it.
You did it? You and Pancho.
No, I didn't have anything to do with it. Maybe you're right about the half-breed. I can't answer for him,
I can answer for you. It is a lie that I kill Anderson. It is you who do it, Pancho. See?
Shut up, you fool.
Let me out.
Hold him higher.
Can I get him?
Just keep on talking, Pancho.
Try to double-cross me. I double-cross him plenty. It is not the first time he has killed a man after he buys cattle. He killed Miss Alice's father the same way. His sister's husband. There is no worse snake in the whole West, and I am glad I am through with him. You hear that, Senor Porter? No more do you wipe your feet on me. You will hang.
You're right there, but you're going to jail yourself, Poncho.
Yeah. Here's some handcuffs to make you believe it.
Hey, you're a prisoner, Red.
I sure had you two pegged wrong.
You took Simon's word for their guilt. I gave them a chance to clear themselves by helping us tonight. How many men did Pancho have with him?
Three. The boys have got them. And Red.
Yeah?
Law and order means just as much to my business as to anybody else here in town. Me and my boys are back in your play whenever you need us.
We may not have such good reputations, but we only use our guns when we have to.
Maybe you'll make that never.
I'll do my best, Hi. Only I don't deserve credit for this work tonight. Simon Porter was the last man in the world I'd figure for a killer. It took the masked man to see through him. Hey, where is he?
He rode over that way with the Indian.
They've gone.
You sure?
You can still see him. Riding into the west. Burning the wind.
Well, even if he can't hear me, I gotta say it or I'll bust.
Thanks, masked man. Thanks for everything.
I won't do it. Oi!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of The Lone Ranger, Incorporated.